Welcome back to NHL Draft Class. Season number 6 is here. Mike Morreale, we are back. The road to the 2024 NHL Draft. We've hit our first big milestone with the release of the Players to Watch list from NHL Central Scouting.
Adam Kimmelman, we are ready to roll for another season of NHL Draft Class. I believe this is season 6. Can you believe it, Adam? 6th NHL Draft Class season. Unbelievable. We've made it.
We are getting rolling, and we've got a lot of guys to talk about. Mike, you had the story on the list on NHL.com. Macklin Celebrini and Cole Yzerman right at the top.
They are right at the top. And just to alert fans, so NHL Central Scouting released the list for the 24 draft the final week in October. There are 28 A-rated prospects or potential first-round picks, 61 B-rated prospects or possible second- or third-round choices. You can head over to NHL.com to view the list while you listen to the show right now. Players with a C rating or potential fourth or fifth round picks, and those with a W rating indicate a potential sixth or seventh round picks. Now, the W rating is something new, right, Adam, this year that Central Scouting has incorporated. Previously, those with a C were given like that fourth through that seventh round selection. So Central wanted to add, break it down a little more. It's a little more work on their end, but they always do a fantastic job. And we know it's going to be even that more intricate when you see these players listed as a W for a sixth or seventh round selection. So, as you said, Adam, Macklin Celebrini, the Boston University center and National Team Development Program U18 player, Cole Yzerman, a left wing, are the two prospects on, I think, on everyone's radar to begin the season at this point, and probably at the top of most draft boards, I would imagine.
Well, let's look at Celebrini for a minute. You know, here's a guy, we didn't know if he'd even be healthy enough to start the season. All he's done in 6 games at BU, 8 goals, 29 shots on goal as an 18-year-old freshman. You know, if there was any doubt, any question how he would handle college hockey if he was healthy, I don't think anyone has any questions anymore.
They do not. And, you know, he's one of our two draft diary bloggers this year, Adam, which is fantastic. Celebrini and Yzerman are our two draft diary bloggers. So you can go over to NHL.com, do a search for them, and you'll see those October entries. But yeah, I mean, Celebrini, you know, had that shoulder surgery late in the offseason, rehabbed really hard, did a lot of work, was able to get back, played first game for BU. Didn't miss a beat. Now, Celebrini, talking to scouts, watching the tape, obviously he's the playmaker of the two. This is a kid that will skate, look for the good pass play. If you need him to finish, he'll do that as well for Coach Jay Pandolfo at BU. And Yzerman, to me, the left wing, Adam, is that shooter. He's got that shooter's mentality, an incredible amount of goals. I believe he's up to 13 or 14 right now.
18 goals in 12 games. That's unreal. 4 hat tricks, 1 4 goal game. I think he had that at the Classic in Pittsburgh. Our colleague, Wes Crosby, was on hand for that one. So yeah, to your point, he is the undisputed gunner shooter, you know, shoot first, shoot second guy that every team looks for. Like, you get your playmaking center. Here is the best shot of any prospect in this year's draft. I don't even know if there's a dispute. Like, you can write that down now that he is the guy. You know, he's gonna probably end up setting the all-time record for the national team for goals. I remember what he scored, 69 in 62 games last season between the U17 and the U18 team. You know, when people at 17 years old are comparing your shot to Cole Caulfield, Austin Matthews, it's pretty rare company. So yeah, one of those guys, I would have to think, is going to be number one. They're going to hear their name called first. I don't know which one it is. I think it's probably a little bit leaning towards Celebrini at this point, but my goodness, adding either one of those guys, you know, if last year we had the de facto number one set from the beginning with Connor Bedard, I think this year we've got the de facto top two, and then everybody else is going to kind of fall in behind it.
Yeah, it's amazing when you think about what Yzerman was able to do last year, coming close to Caulfield's record, Cole Caulfield, that is. And both Celebrini and Yzerman played together on Shattuck St. Mary's, right, Adam? 2 years they played together. And I thought it was interesting when Celebrini posted his entry, his draft diary, October entry on NHL.com, He mentioned Yzerman and said that never before has he played with a skater that can shoot the puck like a Cole Yzerman. So that says a lot. A player that could go number one in the draft, talking about another player who's probably one of the best shooters he's ever played with. But besides those two players, Adam, and you know, both Celebrini, Yzerman, there's another player stepping up his game, and oh, wouldn't you know it, he's going to be our first guest of the 23-24 season in Michigan State, right-handed defenseman Artem Levchinov. If Levchinov was draft eligible last season, Adam, he might have been the first defenseman on the board, according to a lot of scouts that I spoke to. Defense is a solid position in this year's draft, but Levchinov is again expected by many to be that top D-man off the board.
Yeah, you know, he's got the size that you love. He's got the skating that you love, you know, and he's getting the experience. He's already had 1 year over here in North America. He played in the USHL last season. Now he's just getting his game going with Michigan State. Was he up to 7 points in 8 games? So you see all the things that he can do. He can be a really good player at both ends of the ice. But there's another defenseman, before we get to Artem, there's another defenseman that really has stood out to me, and that's Sam Dickinson from London. 6'3", 204-pound left shot skater. Like, I watch this guy, and to me, I know Levchinov is a guy that everybody loves as a top five pick, but Dickinson, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference between those two guys. Dickinson is bigger. You know, as a 17-year-old, he's running the power play in London. That's a Dale Hunter team. He's not just going to give ice time to anybody. The fact that he's letting an underager run his number one power play last season speaks volumes to the skill set. And then you watch him now. He is a blur. He's one of the nicest skaters I've seen so far of anybody in this draft class. Love the feet. Love the way he gets the play moving. Love the transition. Fearless offensive player. Gets the puck, rushes it up the ice. He's a one-man breakout. You know, there are some issues in the defensive zone. He obviously has to clean up a little bit, but the size you love, the skating is off the chart. The offensive skill is off the chart to me. I don't know if Levchinov is the first defenseman that's going to get picked at the draft. If things continue on the path they're continuing down, but Sam Dickinson looks like he's going to be a very special player for somebody at the next level.
Yeah, goes about 6'3", 204 pounds. I spoke to David Gregory of NHL Central Scouting about Sam Dickinson. Loves him. Loves the way he's competing, playing. And as you mentioned, you know, gaining and earning top power play time is I guess, unheard of for a player of his age in a Hunter-coached environment, as you said, Adam. But a thing here, too, to consider about Levchinov is the fact that he's playing top-pairing minutes. He's on a top pair at Michigan State as a freshman, only his second year in North America for Coach Adam Nightingale. Formerly, we had Coach Nightingale on here when he was obviously coaching the NTDP a few years back. But, you know, he's getting it done for the Spartans in that regard as well. And one other thing I want to mention about Artem is the fact that his production for Green Bay in the United States Hockey League last season was higher than that of Owen Power in the season before Power was chosen number one by the Sabres in 2019-20. Now, you know, Power played with Chicago of the USHL, and we can keep this in perspective somewhat. You know, Power had 40 points in 45 games with the Steel. Levchinov had 42 points in 62 games for Green Bay. So we can keep it in perspective there, but it is interesting to see that side of it. That this is a big player, Levchinov, I'm speaking of, big player, has some offense to his game, obviously. We'll ask him about which players he watches, you know, in the NHL. Maybe there are some offensive defensemen he likes to watch and be creative in that regard. But both these players, I agree, Adam, Dickinson and Levchinov have certainly established or seem to be establishing themselves right now. They're not in that level, as you said, in the Celebrini Yzerman level. But they certainly could be in that mix, and they certainly are the top two defensemen, at least in my eyes, at this juncture of the season.
Well, let's hear from one of them right now, Artem Levchinov from Michigan State, joining us in NHL Draft Class. Artem, thank you for joining us today. How are things going?
Everything's going well. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm curious, what made college hockey seem like the best idea for you, and what made Michigan State the best choice?
You know, when I came here, first I talked with my advisor, with my family, and we decided it will be a good spot for me for development, because it's really good organization, really good coaches, and I think it's really good for me for my future.
Watching the tape, Artem, and speaking with the scouts, you're extremely active in all areas of the ice. Can you kind of describe your style of play, and how do you look to use that 6'2", 208-pound frame to an advantage?
I try to play fast hockey. I play smart on the ice. Tall and weight, it helps me on the ice because I feel more stronger and more confidence. I got good weight and tall too, and yeah, it helps me a lot.
Has your style at all changed since your time in Belarus? Has it changed at all?
You know, in Belarus, it was different hockey there. In North America, it's more faster hockey than in Belarus. In Belarus, it was more skills. In America, it's more physical game every time. Everything is faster. And yeah, it's different hockey in North America.
You made a big jump from the U.S. League. You're one of the younger players in NCAA hockey. What's been some of the either the bigger adjustments you've had to make, or have things surprised you as far as the college game and what that's like?
College, I played in USHL last season, and it's different than college hockey, because in college hockey, it's older players too. I mean, everything is faster again, and it was hard first game to adjust, but now I feel better.
So I want to ask you about life off the ice. You know, I have a daughter who's a college freshman. I'm curious how your adjustment just has been to college life in general. I know being away from home is obviously nothing new for you, but how have things been just kind of getting used to college lifestyle? What teammates have you sort of leaned on to help you in that part of it?
I'd say college, it's fun. You know, it's always fun. It's a pretty good team. They helped me a lot in the beginning of the season. I'm glad that I came here. Enjoy it.
What can you tell me about Coach Nightingale? And you know, I know you're a freshman this year. The video we've watched, you know, the scouts really love what you've been able to do out there. Has he changed your game at all here at Michigan State? And what are some of the things that maybe he's helped you with this year?
Yeah, Adam, he's a great coach. He helps me a lot on the ice, outside the ice. And I think it's pretty similar. I played in USHL last season, and our coach, Mike Leone, he worked with Adam too. And we got pretty similar structure of the game.
Do you have a favorite NHL team?
I like watching Colorado Avalanche, and my favorite player, defenseman, Cale Makar, or Erik Karlsson too, Rasmus Dahlin too.
So you like that offensive defenseman type of player?
Yeah, me, like, I like more play offense than defense. Then, yeah, I like watching how play Cale Makar probably more than other players.
Last Monday, Central Scouting's Player of the Watch list came out. And how much of that stuff do you pay attention to? How much do you sort of just block out? Or what, you know, what was your read on it?
Yeah, now I just try focus on right now. I just want to play hockey right now. Just want to improve my game.
We're recording this on Halloween. Are you going to do some trick-or-treating? Give us an idea. You dressing up for Halloween?
Yeah, I was wearing tiger costume on Halloween. And yeah, when we gave candies to kids who...
Awesome.
...who have problems with health. Yeah, it was 1 week ago. Yeah, it was fun time too.
Do you do a lot of things off the ice as well with the Spartans and your teammates there to help the community?
Yeah, sometimes we play tennis, fishing.
Well, awesome stuff. Well, this was great, Artem. So glad you're able to join us on NHL Draft Class to kick off the 23-24 season. Best of luck to you and the Spartans this season.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
We're talking about who the first defenseman is going to be drafted, and you watch Levshinov, you talk to all the scouts. He's a guy that is going to be really exciting to watch as we move forward here. Just the size, the skill, the head for the game, it's everything you want.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Marr, Vice President of Central Scouting, told me that the top three North American prospects in this preliminary stage right now, Celebrini, Arzeman, and he put Levchinov in that mix. Levchinov, as we said, playing big minutes in all situations. He has that size, that skill, the smarts that NHL clubs covet, and he's a right-handed defenseman. Now, he is Belarusian. I don't think that'll be too much of a concern, right, Adam, considering he's already spent two seasons in North America and is now locked in, at Michigan State, a chance to grow, develop, and improve under the close watch of whichever NHL team selects him in June. So, interesting. I spoke to Pat Cullen of NHL Central Scouting. He's a usual guest, late in the season when we're gearing up for the draft to talk USHL with us. But at the end of last season, I asked Pat about Levchinov when he was playing for Green Bay in the USHL, and he told me he wasn't playing like a young kid. He was gritty, and the fact that he's a right shot bodes well. He can run the power play, has that high hockey IQ, a real complete type player. He's not just a one-way offensive guy either. He's learning, skates well. The skating is extraordinary. He's able to straddle the blue line either way, defends well, works hard, plays hard. All that said, Adam, this is a guy that I think a lot of scouts like. When I spoke to some of the guys at Central, they told me that there are tons of scouts over at Michigan State watching these home games, wanting to get these early viewings on Levchinov. And obviously Michigan State plays a powerhouse schedule during the course of the year, so there's going to be a lot of action, a lot of activity to see how he's doing against some of these top tier teams in college hockey. So I think, as we mentioned earlier at the top of the show with Sam Dickinson there from London and Levchinov, there were eight defensemen chosen in the first round of the 23 NHL draft. And this year is a good year for defensemen, Adam. So I don't know. I got a feeling we could top that mark this year, maybe almost double because the amount of defensemen we have.
Well, we have a little bit of a news on another defenseman. This is less than good news. Aaron Kiviharu, from HIFK in Finland. He's going to be out for the foreseeable future, at least 4 months, because of a knee injury he sustained in October. It's going to keep him out of the World Juniors, which is a big loss for all of us who enjoy watching the World Junior Championship to see one of the top defenseman prospects. I don't think there's a whole lot of gap between Kiviharu and guys like Levchinov and Dickinson, which we talked about. I had the chance to see Kiviharu at the World Junior Summer Showcase back in August in Michigan. And I love this quote I got from the Finland World Junior coach, Lauri Mikkola. When I asked him what he thinks of Aaron, he said, Aaron has like a computer in his head. When I asked him about the IQ and the vision and the playmaking ability, there's something about his vision for the game, his feel for the game, especially on the offensive side, that makes him a really, really special player. He's not the biggest dog in the pack at 5'9" and 170 pounds, but it's the head for the game, which allows him to maximize his skill set. Talking to Yanni Vuorinen from Central Scouting, who's seen him a lot, really loves the hockey IQ, loves the passion for the game, maturity. Really, he's a kid that works to get better every day. The vision, the passing, the skating, knows how to run a power play. He's a guy that scouts are going to miss a lot of viewings on. So maybe you wonder if he slips a little bit in the first round, but he's a guy that projects to be a top-end NHL defenseman. I don't know if he's going to be an Erik Karlsson race up and down the ice and dominate offensively, but he looks like a guy who can be a reliable, steady, number one pair guy who can help you in all areas of the game, assuming he gets a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger. I think he looks like from what I've seen, looks like a very special player.
Yeah, he does. It's a shame we won't get to see him at the World Junior Championships, but hopefully he returns to HIFK in Finland a little after January when he heals up and does his rehab for what he needs to do. A couple other quick notes too, Adam, on the list that I've noticed. The National Team Development Program has seen an average of 14 players selected off its roster over the past 5 years. I don't know if we're going to hit that number. Well, we won't hit that number this year, I know for a fact. I don't know if we're going to even come close to maybe three or four this year. It is kind of a from what I'm hearing and seeing, this in the early stages here, not sure we're going to get that many. Obviously, Cole Eiserman is at the top of this draft class. He will go in the first round and very early, in fact. But after Eiserman, we'll have to see as the season progresses what we have here for the National Team Development Program. Also, there are a number of elite Russian prospects available in this class. When looking at the list and watching, you know, kind of scouring over some video here in the early stages, I'm not sure how many will be chosen. We always have that factor thing that goes on, but I can tell you this much: forward Ivan Demidov of SKA St. Petersburg in Russia. I've been hearing Adam comparisons to Matvei Michkov. Obviously, Demidov doesn't have that type of persona where it's flashy and you're seeing all these highlight reel goals, some Michigan goals from behind the net. But from what I'm hearing, Demidov has the speed. He's got that presence about him that a lot of scouts love. And I know NHL scouts for the clubs like what they see in Demidov. Now, he's out currently with a knee injury. He suffered earlier this season, and he too probably won't return to the lineup until January of 2024. So we'll see him at that time. And one other player I want to make mention, Adam, just because the numbers kind of just, you look at them and I'm like, oh my gosh, Anton Siliev, 6'7", 211 pounds. He plays for Torpedo in Russia. Obviously, the coach there is former NHL forward Igor Larionov. But Siliev at 6'7", 211 pounds, left-handed D, is probably the most polarizing draft prospect on the board this season. Has 8 points in 21 games in his first season in the Continental Hockey League right now. A real tower on ice. He's improved a lot from what J.P. Vernon has told me. Surprisingly mobile for a player of his size, really active, alert, involved at both ends of the ice, two-way defenseman who plays with that intensity and has a good winning attitude about him. So yet another defenseman to add into the mix and someone that could go first round, Adam.
Two Morials tall.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting the fans know. That's true. It's true.
We will give you all the information about the prospects, and we will make fun of each other. We try to keep it fun. We try to have a real good time, and you will hear from the best scouts. You will hear from the best players as we move forward here on the road to the 2024 NHL Draft. Mike, I know it's the first steps, but it's a long road. It's going to be a fun road.
It will be. We're looking forward to it. Great season up ahead, another great draft class to discuss, so get ready, fans. It's going to be a great ride.
So now you know sort of who we are and what we're about. Please stay tuned to NHL Draft Class. Subscribe. It's free anywhere you love your podcast. But for now, NHL Draft Class is dismissed.